Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
I hope she's there and I hope she's happy. Hello, Lily.
Hello.
How are you today?
Good.
What's your second name?
Franny.
Beanie.
F-R-E-A-N-E-Y.
A-S-M-A-R-T-I-E.
Pardon?
Smart what?
F-R-E-A-N-E-Y.
Y at the end?
Yeah.
And F at the beginning?
Yeah.
How old are you?
6 years old.
You've been around on this planet for 6 years?
Mm-hmm.
What's your favourite thing in the whole wide world to do?
Draw.
And what do you like to draw?
And
draw and read. Okay, what do you like to draw? Do you like to draw people or animals?
Yeah, I prefer drawing people.
Yeah. Do you give them funny hair or just normal hair?
Normal.
Do you give them funny clothes or normal clothes?
Normal.
Do they wear glasses or is their eyesight fine?
Eyesight's fine.
Do you like making houses as well when you're drawing?
Not much.
If you were to draw a house, would you put a chimney in it?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. It's just the way I draw them.
You just draw chimneyless houses?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you thought about Christmas yet, or is it too soon?
Yeah. What? I already have Christmas list written.
You already have, but it's like 500 miles away. So what did you put on the top of the list?
I put on a Harry Styles doll, a surprise, and a Frozen CD player.
Oh, a Frozen CD player? Why don't you just get a normal one and put it in the freezer and then it'll be frozen? Why don't you just do that? Is that what you do with the Frozen CD player?
No.
Okay, so what is a Frozen CD player? Is it just a really cold machine?
No. It's a CD player and it has characters from the movie Frozen.
Oh! Now I get it. Who's your favourite character in Frozen then?
Anna.
What about the snowman? What's his name?
Olaf.
I like him. He's my favourite. I looked like him when I was 6. It's true. Did you do anything for the readathon, the wonderful MS readathon?
Yeah.
What did you read?
I read 15 books.
What? Are you serious?
Yep.
Were they all tiny books with one word each?
No.
What sort of books were you reading?
The Horrid Henry book.
Yeah.
And I read The Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
As well?
Yeah.
And you were only 6? You must have a brilliant teacher. Do you have an amazing teacher?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Mrs. Kelly.
Mrs. which?
Kelly.
She must be amazing, is she? What part of the world are you in? Where do you live?
Kimbara.
In beautiful County Galway?
Yeah.
Are you near the sea?
No.
How much did you make for the...
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you are. Yeah, yeah. The sea just appeared, did it? Just in case. How much did you make for the readathon?
I...
180. That's great. Lucky you have your accountant there with you to remind you of the numbers. Will we play our game, Lily?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Do you know stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. Okay, throw some letters at me now and we'll see what happens, will we?
Yeah. B.
Okay. B. What B is a type of dancer that wears a tutu?
Ballerina.
Can I have another letter, please, Lily?
E.
What E is the name of the country that's home to the pyramids?
Egypt.
No bother to you at all. I'll take a third letter, please.
A.
What A is something you download onto your smartphone?
An app.
Are you sure you're not 16?
No.
Okay. Letter 4.
N.
What N might you use at dinner to keep your clothes clean?
And
you
might
nap. It didn't even have to finish the question. I'm so impressed. So impressed with you. I'll take a fifth letter then, and then we'll see if you've won. Okay then. What O is the kind of creature that Shrek is?
An ogre's
correct answer! Wow, Shrek the Octopus. Haven't heard of that one, but I think Shrek the Ogre is definitely the answer I'm going to take for that. Congratulations, Lily, you've just won a cheap plastic lunchbox. Well done. Is that very exciting news for you?
Can you sign it?
You know I can, and I'm definitely going to sign it for you. What are you having for lunch today?
A treat lunch.
Oh, it's Friday, treat lunch.
Because today we're going to see Hairspray.
Who's going to be doing Hairspray?
Seamount College.
Wow, and you're going to see them all singing their songs and doing their thing?
Yep.
Oh, that's nice. That's kind of like not really a school day, is it?
No. I've got a question for you.
Uh-oh. I mean, yes. Oh, great. Thank you.
Do you like the Beano?
I loved... When I was a kid, do you know what I... They used to have Dennis the Menace fan club, Lily, and he used to write over to Britain, and I sent a letter, and I got a little badge and a wallet from the Dennis the Menace fan club. So, yeah, I'm a Beano fan.
All the letters I said were actually... Oh, the letters of the Beano.
Let me look at the list again. B-E-A-N. Oh, you spelled out Beano.
Yeah.
You're brilliant.
I have a copy of the Beano right in front of me.
Do you have the... Is it a comic or is it the annual?
Comic.
Or do you get it every week or just every so often?
Not that often.
And do you ever get the annual at Christmas time? You should.
I've got... Annuals, yeah.
Yeah, you should
about
get
about two of them.
About two of them. You know the way they have one every year. So the one that says 2015, you should get that. Ask one of your aunties or uncles for it.
I have the 2012 one and 2013.
Oh, that's a great. You know, you should keep them forever and ever, and treasure them because they're hardback, so they last for ages. Good. Well, I'm glad you're reading the Beano. That's great. We're gonna feature annuals and comics as well on the Toy Show this year because I think kids are getting into them. Yes.
Well, I've actually read two Desdemes books. For my
readathon. Well, I don't know where to begin. I'm just so impressed. Okay. What's your favorite character in the Beano comics?
Billy Whiz.
Oh yeah. Well, what? Tell me about that character.
Well, he's the fastest boy in town.
Billy Whiz. He's got the funny hair lick like Tintin, doesn't he? His hair is up, coming out of his head, and he just goes around like. Vroom, vroom, vroom. You like him?
Yep.
Do you have any brothers and sisters?
No.
Just you on your own, yo.
Yeah, and I don't even have a dad.
Oh, my Lord. So, but you have a mom, don't you?
Yeah.
And what's she like? Describe her to me.
Well, she's a very kind lady. And I like her very much.
And is she good at giving hugs?
Yeah. Very good.
Oh, great. Can I write you a letter?
Yes.
Can I?
Yes, please.
Will you take it in the post and open it? And if I write you a note after the show today and send it down to you in Kinvara, will you open it?
Yeah.
Will you bring it to your school? Show it to your friends. Yeah. And will you write back to me?
Yes, I'd love to.
Okay, good. We're now friends, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Can we do a long distance high five?
Okay.
I'll count to three so that the high fives meet from Kinvara to Dublin. You ready? Long distance high five coming through. One, two, three, up. Hey, felt it, got it. I'm in if you're in. I have to go and present the rest of my show, Lily, even though I'd happily talk to you for the next 4 or 5 hours. But you've got to go and see Hairspray and get a hug from your mum.
Yeah. Thank you.
Somebody called Jackie was just on to us by text to say, I love the little girl and I know stuff. She is so clever and lovely.
Aww.
Yeah, true story. I believe that. Hey, hey, Lily, you look after yourself. Have a great day today, won't you?
I will.
Okay,
thank you.
Bye. Love you.
Bye.
Bye. Aww.